Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live this morning from the Westchester Hilton in Rybrook, New York. Well, we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, your wealth managed to a fiduciary standard, White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service builds, and Accorda Therapeutics, life science. Well, we're here in this beautiful hotel for a very important and special reason in the company of women. It is the 11th annual benefit luncheon, which supports the YWCA's mission of empowering women and eliminating racism. Both incredibly important, going hand in hand today with a fantastic setup here. Keynote speakers, a shopping plaza, and so much more. I'm grateful to have my very first guest. It's Sabrina Magid-Katz. She's a board director and sponsor. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So how many have you done of the benefits for the YWCA?
Oh my goodness. I believe this is probably my fourth year.
Okay.
It's a wonderful event. We get so many people together to encourage each other and support each other and support the cause.
Absolutely. And network too. It's a wonderful networking opportunity.
Of course.
I know they're expecting about 500 people today.
It's amazing.
That's a big heading, you know, empowering women, eliminating racism, two very big just opportunities here. But in what way do you think today's focus is going to be in terms of the keynote speaking? And, you know, what is the YWCA thinking about in terms of how to do this and what some of the initiatives are?
There are a lot of programs that the YWCA does. The YWCA of White Plains and Westchester here in particular, we do a lot of events, racial justice events, a lot of education, but we also have a lot of programs that a lot of people don't actually know about. We've got a residence in White Plains for women who they just need a hand. Mm-hmm. They've been recently incarcerated or homeless, and we give them a place to live. We teach them how to get back on their feet, job training, health training, all kinds of things. We have programs for young girls, getting them ready for college and encouraging them to do that. We have a summer camp that's wonderful, in addition to our pool for anyone who wants to come and use it in all our programs.
Yes.
It also helps special needs kids. Yeah. There's so many different things that the YWCA does. So we're trying to share that with everybody and spread that information.
It's wonderful. You know, my daughter and I used to work at, when I say she worked with me, she was a baby at the time, but worked at the YWCA's daycare program.
Oh, wonderful.
And it was absolutely wonderful. And I just saw the way not only the children were being educated and cared for, but it's just the whole mission of the Y, which is, you know, so it's world renowned, and there's just something a little bit unique about it. The mission has something really beautiful that it's almost intangible, sort of the underlying philosophy behind the Y's missions. And so I just was so grateful for that then, but with the other myriad programs that you said that you have, a lot of people aren't aware of everything that's available to the communities.
Right. We're really trying to get the word out. And like I said, there's so many others that I can't even list them all. It's wonderful. We'll learn a bit more about that at the luncheon today. And we'll learn about all the different things that they do at the YWCA. It's all about diversity and inclusiveness and trying to sort of share our community.
Absolutely, 100%. And do volunteers, do you accept volunteers to the organization?
Of course, happily.
Yes, okay, wonderful to know. Well, thank you for kicking us off today.
Thank
I know
you
you've got a lot
me.
Of people to meet and a lot of wonderful things to share today. So Sabrina Magid-Katz, director, board director, thank you so much for the work you do.
Thank you.
For our community
thank
and all the very best to
us.
You. Yes, it's really a very special morning. Electrical and just exciting and positive in the company of women today. The keynote speaker is going to be Tiffany S.W. Hamilton, and there's just so much going on. We're going to be interviewing a lot of people that are involved with it and the YWCA's mission to eliminate racism and empower women. Doesn't get much better than that. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio, where we're broadcasting live today from the Westchester Hilton in Rybrook, New York. And we are here today for the In the Company of Women benefit luncheon and networking event. It's truly exciting. I'm going to tell you all about it in just a moment. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Also, Lipolis Electric, electrical contractors, Genesis Exhibits, trade show displays, Breezemont Day Camp, a day camp wrapped up in a sleepaway facility in Armonk, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring fine paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Well, speaking of the White Plains, the YMCA, or YWCA in this case, that's why we're here today. And I have another guest who is a past board president and a current board member of the YWCA in White Plains, and we're here today in the company of women. This is the 11th annual networking event, correct?
Yes, it is. And we're very excited about it.
How long were you board president for, Bernadette?
5 years.
5 years. Bernadette Kennedy. Kenny, here. So you have a lot of experience with what this is all about, but more importantly, with the YWCA in Westchester. So tell us a little bit about your experience and what today's event is about and what it means to you.
Today's event is the annual fundraiser for the YWCA, and our mission is to empower women and eliminate racism. And today's funds that are raised are used for advocacy and for promoting that mission. So it's a very important event, and it's right before Mother's Day, so it is a very fun event.
Perfect timing. There's a lot of great shopping that one can do in there, and again, the funds all go to these groups. Now, are there pro bono lawyers and attorneys that work on behalf of the women at the YWCA?
Absolutely. Our residents on North Street in White Plains, on North Broadway, houses 190 women. It is the only supportive housing for women in Westchester County. We're very proud of that residence. It is historic in the city of White Plains, and part of the funds that are raised today support that effort.
That's really wonderful. How many women can be there in residence at one time?
190.
190. That's
so
really incredible.
It's full most of the time.
Yes.
And it provides social counseling. It provides job search assistance. It provides food, support, social services to the women who need that help in Westchester County. And again, it's the only supportive housing.
That's incredible. Now, does that also accommodate children of the women?
No. It is women's only residence.
Yes.
It's adults. We have special programs at the YWCA on North Street in White Plains that provide supervised visitation for children. And then the facility on North Street is also where we have our gymnastics, our swim programs, our camp, our encore program, which supports older women in breast cancer treatment and screening, as well as other programs for disadvantaged adults at the North Street facility.
It's really incredible, the ongoing work. How many years has the YWCA been in effect?
Well, the YWCA globally is the world's largest women's organization. Here in the U.S., it's old. Our White Plains Y is approaching its 90th anniversary.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So the programming that has been going on and has evolved really addresses the issues of empowering women and eliminating racism here in Westchester County, nationally, and globally.
What would you say is the race makeup of the people that are staying at the YWCA? Is it very varied?
At the residence, it's varied. There are women of all ages. There are women from all different backgrounds. Some women stay several years. Some women stay a short time. Yes. At the North Street facility, there are people from all backgrounds. Children play together, go to gymnastics together, adults come together to be together. We are very proud of the diversity of the community that we serve and that we are supporters of.
I was an after-school teacher for the YWCA in White Plains and for a short time when my daughter was little, and I was always so impressed with it and really truly impressed with just the way it was run and the true care for the children they had. It really ran deep. It wasn't just, you know, some program trying to make money or anything. You really saw the bones of how the YWCA functions, takes care of the people that it says they're going to. And I just was impressed all these years later, 30 years later. Yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And the culture is still the same. It is a very caring community. The Children's Learning Center is fully accredited by the various state and other agencies. So we take very much pride in the quality of what we're providing to the children who are in the children's programs. So I need to ask you to donate, as you are a former parent. The WISE mission keeps going on and on.
And
so
it will forever. I know that. That's exciting. Well, I'm going to go in there and go shopping later so that some of my dollars can go towards it. And a wonderful, worthy cause. And today's luncheon, the 11th benefit luncheon in the company of women. Today's keynote speaker, Tiffany S.W. Hamilton. Maybe we can get her on later. But thank you, Bernadette Kenny, for all the work that you did on behalf of the YWCA in the past and currently as well as a board member.
Thank you very much, and have fun shopping.
Thank you so much. Once again, I'm at the Rytown Hilton, actually called the Westchester Hilton now. I'm showing my age in Rybrook, New York, for In the Company of Women, the 11th benefit, the 11th annual benefit luncheon here. And it's right before Mother's Day. It's a great day to do some shopping. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at Michael Labriola Inc.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Westchester Hilton in Rybrook, New York, for the 11th annual benefit luncheon in the company of women for the YWCA. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years, J.P. McHale Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement, Michael Labriola Incorporated, their last name is the first name in landscape, and Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and a new pool expansion. Well, I'm with someone who is absolutely not only dedicated to the work at the YWCA, but integral to their success. And that would be the CEO of the YWCA in Westchester, Maria Imperial. Right? That's how you say
it? Yes, Imperial.
Imperial.
See.
How wonderful. Today marks the 11th annual benefit luncheon called In the Company of Women. And how many years have you been the CEO, Maria?
I've been the CEO for 11 years.
Wow.
So when I came over to the YWCA, I noticed is that I felt that we needed to bring the women back. So I looked to see what other YWCAs were doing across the country, and I saw they had a very successful model in Hartford, Connecticut, yes. called In the Company of Women, where they packed the Civic Center in Hartford.
Yes.
So I said, that's what we should do here in Westchester County, and yes. we need to engage women. So that's how In the Company of Women came to Westchester County.
It's fantastic. Really, truly is. It's a networking opportunity.
Yes.
It's a luncheon. It's a shopping. It's a silent auction. There's so many aspects to it, but all going towards really what your core mission is for it. And would you like to explain what that is?
Sure. Our mission is eliminating racism and empowering women. And most people think about the YWCA as a gym or a pool, but we're really so much more than that. Mm-hmm. We really are a movement, and that's why it's so important to have events like In the Company of Women, so that we're able to give our message out about eliminating racism and empowering women, and how important it is for women to support each other.
Yes, always. Give us some of the ways in which the YWCA goes towards eliminating racism. That's a big one.
Yes.
That's a lofty goal. But,
yes.
but what are some of the things that you focus on to make this happen?
Sure. It's funny. Before I came, I thought that there were like two missions, eliminating racism and empowering women. But I realized it's really only one mission. And it's looking at how do you empower women. And you can't empower women without addressing racism. So historically, the YWCA's realized that. And they said, in order for one of us to move forward, all of us have to move forward. So some of the ways we do that is through economic empowerment. We're the only provider of low-income supportive housing in Westchester County. We're the largest in New York State. We're home for 193 women.
Incredible.
We have a Girls Empowered Through Meaningful Support program where we work with African American and Latina girls from first grade through high school, and now we're starting to continue in college.
Fantastic.
We also just started a racial justice program where we do an annual stand against racism to raise awareness that racism still exists in our community, and we all have to make a commitment to try to eradicate it wherever we see it.
Yes, it's wonderful. I know it's called In the Company of Women, but I see a lot of men here at the event today, obviously in support of the YWCA, its causes, and core message. What do you say to the men?
Oh, men are vital to us accomplishing our mission. And actually, when I first joined the YWCA, and up until this year, until the past summer, we only had women on our board of directors, and we actually had to petition our national YWCA to allow men to come on the board. There's only about 20 YWCAs across the country of 210 that have men on their board.
Really?
So we just voted to bring men on our board because, again, if I'm going to argue that we need more women on corporate boards because of the diversity of thought, we have to have men on our board, and they help us as allies. We're not going to achieve our mission without them.
Absolutely. That's exciting. So today's mission is, well, how many people do you expect to have
over
today?
Over 500 people.
Fantastic. Good. Really, thank you so much. Maria Imperial, the CEO of the YWCA of Westchester. An incredible event, the 11th annual benefit luncheon In the Company of Women. I'm Laura Smith from the Westchester Hilton, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Am I being summoned by the bell?
Pasquale. Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale. Pasquale Ristorante.
Pasquale.
Pasquale Ristorante.
Pasquale Ristorante from the heart of Italy.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Westchester Hilton in Rybrook, New York, at the 11th Annual Benefit Luncheon in the Company of Women, all for the YWCA of Westchester. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accord Therapeutics. My guest right now is Ariana Quiñones, and she is her title, basically, Next Gen Ref and Racial Justice Coordinator.
Yep.
That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. I got it under breath now.
That's wonderful. Tell me exactly what that means and what you do for the YWCA.
Yeah, absolutely. So it means a few things. You know, our mission is eliminating racism and empowering women. So
yes.
The Next Gen piece really gets at the youth. Working with young folks in high school and college, doing leadership work, connecting them to resources. The REF is the Women's Research and Education Fund. So it's a scholarship for young women who are either high school seniors, already an undergraduate, or graduate students. We have a few different opportunities, which is great. And we actually just awarded 17 new scholars this past week.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
What do you award them with?
So we have a few different scholars, a few different scholarships. So we have the Evelyn Stock STEM Scholarship, which is a $2,000 scholarship for young women who are interested in pursuing healthcare and college. She awarded 11 of our 17 scholars this year, which is great.
Wonderful.
We have a Merrill Lynch Business Scholarship, which is $3,000 for a young woman who's interested in pursuing business with her education.
Fantastic.
We also have a scholarship called Future Leaders for $500 that was sponsored by some of our staff members at the Y, who really wanted to invest in a young woman who was passionate about leadership.
Yes.
And this year, we also, for the first time, had the Pat Jones Social Justice Scholarship. So Pat Jones was a former member of our board. She's here today. And we gave a scholarship, a $1,500 scholarship to someone who benefited from the physical space of the Y. And it went to one of the women who lives at our residence in White Plains. So,
incredible.
And then the racial justice piece, which is the third component, kind of gets at all the work that I do, which is really making sure that any of the programs that I run are equitable and accessible, and really just teaches these young folks about the world and about how to navigate it. So I really focus on that empowerment piece as well.
Incredible. Honestly, how long have you been involved with the YWCA?
So I've been with the Y about 9 months. In September, it'll be a year.
Okay.
And previous to that, I worked at Rutgers University Newark. I was the national program coordinator for a program called the Bold Women's Leadership Network. So what I'm a product of what it means when you invest in young women. I had a scholarship from Soledad O'Brien and her foundation when I went to college. And, you know, I just see the importance of reminding young women that they are worthy and great, and also giving them all the tools that they need to succeed.
It's incredible.
Yeah,
you look like you've come a long way. I mean, you're very young.
Yeah. I'm 24, actually.
Oh,
I turned 25 in September.
You're incredible.
Yeah, so being at the Y is only my second job. But I'm a Westchester kid. I grew up in Westchester.
Okay.
I still live here at home with my parents.
Okay.
So I grew up in Elmsford, Greenberg. I always joke with people, we have a White Plains address, a Greenberg garbage can, and I went to Elmsford schools.
That's wonderful, but it really gives you insight into the women
absolutely.
That are here. And obviously, and you speak Spanish.
Yeah, I understand more than I speak it. I used to be a lot better when I was younger, but I'm getting better, and which my grandparents are very happy about.
You must be an incredible example for the young women that you
I
are.
Try.
Yes, and it is so very much. Do you see them doing really growing up into something? You must have a lot of success stories of young women who have kind of graduated through the system of being either resident, like you said,
right.
or just being beneficiaries of the wonderful program.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm launching a leadership initiative in the fall that will be for young women between 16 and 22, but in existence we have our GEMS program, which is Girls Empowered Through Meaningful Support, that are for young women who are African American or Latina, and those girls are in that program from kindergarten all the way until they go to college. And the two women who run that program are phenomenal, Rhonda Brooks and Candy Poinsett, and I was a GEM actually my first year of high school, so it really is full circle for me. And you know, I've had a few of the girls, I'm a facilitator, I speak on panels, I do moderation, and you know, for young women, especially for young Latina women in Westchester, to see someone like me already at a young age out there telling my story and speaking to other people is empowering.
You're inspiring.
Thank you.
You truly are inspiring. Ariana Quiñones, really incredible.
Thank you so
Next
much.
Next generation, a ref and racial justice coordinator, and so much more.
Thank you.
And really a guiding light for these young women. They are so lucky to have her at the YWCA in Westchester. And today, 500 women and wonderful men are gathering to help support fundraise at the 11th annual benefit luncheon in the company of women here in Rybrook at the Westchester Hilton. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Westchester Hilton in Rybrook, New York. It's for the 11th annual benefit luncheon in the company of women for the YWCA. We're being brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Breezemont Day Camp, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA, and we're being produced by Shark Creative. Well, today is really an exciting afternoon. This is a fundraiser event, like I said, 11 years in a row, to bringing women and men together, all about empowering women and eliminating racism. Big topics, lofty goals, but a wonderful way to do it is by raising funds through wonderful shopping going on here in the ballroom. Also a luncheon with keynote speaker today, Tiffany S.W. Hamilton. She is the Associate Dean of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Westchester Community College. But right now, I'm happy to be speaking with Chris Ruby. She's the president of Ruby Media Group. Hi, thank you so much for being here, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so tell us what Ruby Media Group does and is.
Sure. So Ruby Media Group, we do public relations, social media, content marketing, personal branding.
Yeah, love all of that. Yes. So needed for every enterprise, big or small, that's what everyone needs, that behind them. Without the branding and the marketing and the getting the word out,
yes,
nothing,
it's so
nothing
important.
Happens. Yes, it is exactly. So important. It's your own group. It's your own company.
It is.
You're the CEO and founder. And
I am. I started it when I graduated college. And, you know, I think we're here today because the theme is empowering women.
Yes.
And so I'm very passionate about, you know, women empowering other women, women supporting women, specifically in entrepreneurship, and teaching them how they can do that. And one of the best ways to do that is through personal branding.
Personal. So give us an idea. What is personal branding in a nutshell?
Personal branding is figuring out what is your, you know, specific value proposition in the marketplace. Why would someone hire you versus someone else? You know, how can you distinguish yourself? What makes you special, unique? And how can you show that visually in a way that makes someone say, I need to hire her?
Wonderful. So that's what people do. They hire you. You have clients who hire you to help bring their message and their personalities, whatever it is that they want, to the forefront. Now, you look very young yourself. So you graduated with a degree in business in communications?
I graduated from Boston University's College of Communication. I majored in public relations and minored in sociology. That was back in 2009.
Wow. Yep. So you've been doing Ruby Media Group since then?
Yes, for over a decade now.
How does that feel?
It feels crazy.
It's great. Do you work with young women? Do you mentor? Do you have internships and things like that?
We do have interns. I also mentor young women, and I like to teach young women PR. So actually this week I taught a class. I teach students, PR and journalism students, that are in California. And what's really interesting is I teach them right now through Facebook Live.
Great.
I think this is something a lot of people could do. They could be reaching a lot more people and helping them through social media, through Facebook Live, as a way way to communicate with them.
The whole world has changed, and you got here right as it was really changing digitally in terms of all this. I remember when PR used to be, you'd type up a memo and try to, and call people and say, can you please publish this on your, not even website, on your TV station or in your magazine type
Correct.
Of thing.
Yeah, I mean, there was a whole thread the other day even just about press releases. You know, are they alive or are they dead?
Oh, and are they?
They're dead. I think they're not relevant anymore. I think pitches that make sense and are targeted mm-hmm. and researched are much more relevant.
Yes. You are going to have a very busy next couple of decades, I have a feeling. Chris Ruby, wonderful. And anything else you'd like to share with us today? How can people find you?
Oh, people can find me on Instagram at Chris Ruby, on Twitter at Sparkling Ruby, or at Ruby Media Group or rubymediagroup.com.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you so much for being here today. And yes, you're also on Facebook Live. So thank you. We have been here, and just the luncheon is just getting started with keynote speaker Tiffany S.W. Hamilton for the 11th annual Benefit Luncheon in the Company of Women. And this is about eliminating racism and empowering women for the YWCA and the incredible programs that they run right here in Westchester. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.